hen to have something to know where the nest was, you'd take all the hen eggs out and leave the china in the egg in there for the what we call a nest egg for the hen to lay by. And then some, I think some ladies used them for darning socks and so forth when people used to do things like that, I think.
What would you call a hen when she's sitting on eggs?
Well, it's a sitting hen. I think a lot of people said setting hen.
When a woman's cleaning up after a meal, what does she do to the dishes?
Well, we would just say washing the dishes, or washing the dishes, yeah.
And when she runs water over them?
Scalding them.
And, but names for the cloth she used to wash and to dry the dishes?
Well, she has a dishcloth and a dish towel. Wash with one and dry with the other.
And what about the cloths you use for yourself?
The cloth that you use?
The cloth you use to wash yourself.
To wash yourself, you just call it a washcloth.
And to dry?
Well, you have your towel.
what about the thing that the water comes out of in the sink?
Well, I generally refer to them as the faucet. Some people say spigot, but a faucet, water faucet.
What about if it were outside for watering the lawn? Would you call it the same thing?
Well, it would be a spigot outside, yeah.
Spigot outside?
Yeah.
What do you call the things you have flowers growing in?
You mean pots, flower pots?
And what about for pet flowers? Would you call it something different?
Well, vases. Vases and urns and vases and urns and pitchers and things like that.
The eating utensils you'd have you set at the table?
The what?
The eating utensils.
Oh, well, you would have the outside of the plates, you mean the knives and forks?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that you fry eggs in?
Well, frying pan.
And did you ever have or ever see the kind that had legs on it you use for cooking in the fireplace?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And would you call that a frying pan?
I think some of them call that a skillet. We do still call some of them a skillet. Yeah. Skillet.
You still call some frying pan skillets? Is that what you say?
Well,
is there a difference in it?
Well, we call it the frying pan. I refer to a smaller one as my thought would be a smaller one a frying pan and a larger one as a skillet. And of course the skillet wouldn't necessarily have to have legs on it, I don't know. You get me back on a lot of things that is too old for me, you know, it's all right. In fact, we've quit even washing dishes as an old anyway, that's all right, go ahead, though, beg your pardon. And in fact, I never did do many house chores in Fork Wayne, and I used to seem like I worked for my father outside from the time I was real small, and you get me on the house things, I'll have to tell you this, makes me think this old colored man that was working for some new people that moved in here, and they used him as a handyman and as yard man, and one morning the lady asked him, and says, John, do you know how to pick chickens? He said, well, she said, well, could you pick a couple of chickens for me? He says, yes, I can, but women folks generally do that. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was just a tale we tell.
These questions hit a wide range of things.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm not. I just hope I'm not worrying you too much because.
Let's see, Franklin, did you ever see one that was rounded in the bottom?
Not that I recall, no. No.
I don't think they had those around here.
Concave, you mean? You just, mm-hmm. No, I have no, I don't know why it would be. No, I have no recollection of that.
What about the thing that used to have a big